Welcome to today's episode of the Simply Financial Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Calandra, and today's episode is part two of our three-part series called The Science of Money. The first episode was Money Math. If you haven't checked it out, I would recommend you give it a listen. Today's episode is going to focus on financial experimentation. So similar to what I described in the first episode of this series, my work as a certified financial planner, a CFP, routinely involves financial experimentation. So I want to share some examples with you. First off, I use industry experiments and analysis that have been done so that I can stay up to date in my expertise, that I could keep my skills sharp and help and allow me to help my clients as much as possible as we want them to win with money. Secondly, we work closely with our clients. We have a personal relationship with our clients. We're doing customized financial planning, and that often involves some experimentation as well. So I want to discuss some financial experiments that we use. I want to talk about net worth statements, retirement income planning, and part of that is Monte Carlo simulations. So let's start with net worth statements. In business, they maintain something called a balance sheet. And we here at Elliott Wealth Management Services encourage our clients to create and maintain a net worth statement. It is a wonderful tool that has similarities to the scientific method. What we're going to do in a net worth statement is we are going to identify the assets that someone has. We're going to go line by line and have a list of all of the assets, a home, 401k, bank account, investment account, college fund. We're going to list them one by one, so we have a complete list, and then we want to assign a value to those assets, what each asset is worth. So that's step one. Step two is we want to do the same thing, and we want to identify the debts that you have and list them one by one and assign a value. We want to total both columns. Now let me take a step back. I want you to picture this. It might be easiest by assuming you're doing this on a pad and paper with a pen. It can be done with a spreadsheet. We have some fabulous, powerful financial planning software where we could leverage technology to do this. But again, just picture, you know, jotting this down on a paper and writing it all down. So you list your assets, then total the assets. So you have what all of the assets combined are worth. You do that same thing with your debt. What you do to calculate your net worth is take your total liabilities and subtract that to your assets. And that is your net worth. It's an important number. I think we could agree that money is not the most important things in our lives. There are other things that are more important, like our loved ones, our family, our health. But money is important as well. And tracking your net worth is a very good experiment to conduct. It's important to track your net worth to see if you're winning with money and to confirm that what you are doing is working over time. Net worth is a great representation of this. I recommend that it should be updated at least annually. That's the maintenance part. More likely, you should do it semi-annually or even quarterly. I do it quarterly. I've done it for a number of years. It works out great for me to do it quarterly, but not everybody wants to do it every quarter. You want to do it at least annually though. So this document allows you to observe your financial picture in a very simple, distilled format. From there, you could observe your individual assets and your individual debts so that you could begin to think about and experiment on what assets are growing, what debts there are, to try and figure out what you might want to do with your money so that you could drive your net worth higher. Because if you think about this net worth statement, if you want to increase your net worth, you can increase your assets. That's option one. You could decrease your debt. That's option two. Either one of those actions will have the effect of increasing your net worth. You also can employ a combination where you're adding assets and reducing debts, and that would, again, have the tendency to increase your net worth. So this is a great tool that can help you figure out how to best manage your financial resources, how to deploy your income, how to position your assets, make you aware of debt you have, which is generally an impediment to building wealth. So I love this tool. I have used it with a lot of success personally, as well as in the practice here as we work with our clients in getting them to achieve their financial goals. Of what we do with clients is work closely with them as they prepare for and move into retirement. That is one of our areas of expertise. It is typically one of the key financial goals for our clients and Americans in general. That is to retire with a healthy lifestyle and to retire with a good amount of financial security. And to that end, retirement income planning is essential. It can be challenging, though. It is sort of like a real-life ongoing experiment. So we're going to talk about the experimental part of things, but I want to emphasize that with proper planning, you can create a retirement income that is consistent with your goals and objectives so that you can meet your needs in retirement. You want to have enough income to live on and not run the risk of outliving your money, or at least have a very small risk of outliving your money, so that you could have that secure and fulfilling lifestyle I just spoke about. The plan, though, needs to be resilient and it needs to be flexible because you have to deal with your life as it unfolds. The future, of course, is unpredictable. So the challenge, the experiment, if you will, is because there is so much uncertainty. So let me give you some examples of that uncertainty. So when you retire, one question is, how long will you live? We don't know. Nobody knows. How much income will you actually need? We could do forecasts. We could do estimates. We will do budgets. But there's still some uncertainty around that subject. How much will you need for health and long-term care expenses? For some people, it is very, very little. For others, it's an astronomical amount of money. That is part of that real life experiment I'm speaking about. There's no way to forecast this with 100% accurately. There's also uncertainty about taxes. We will make some assumptions as to what your tax rate will be, but tax policy is changing with maybe not every year, but routinely. What will your investment returns be? What will inflation be? These are all the uncertainty that makes this a bit of an experiment. So what we like to do with this in mind, because it's not an exact science, is we want to establish a plan. And then we want to monitor the plan on an ongoing basis so that we could make adjustments as needed. Because the plan, no matter how much work you put into it, no matter how detailed it is, will never be 100% accurate, because life just does not work that neatly. Now, we do leverage lots of data. This is the result of the industry-wide experiments that have been done and the results of that analysis that helps us to make better plans. And we're using technology in a very important way to help us. I'm going to give you an example of that in just a bit. So it's an ongoing experiment when you're doing retirement income planning, but it's not that scary. What we want to do, is create that plan, as I spoke about. We want to monitor it. What we'll do is we'll set up a plan, and then we want to check in maybe once a year, maybe every 2 years, to see how the actual results are doing against the plan. Did you spend more? Did you save more? Did you change your estimated retirement date? Did you have some unexpected health bills? Did you have a change in your health outlook? all of those things would be part of that monitoring. So then we could update the plan as we go, trying to increase the likelihood that we can be successful. I mentioned a moment ago this powerful financial planning software that we use, and I want to talk about one part of it that is a further example of the experimentation that we do, and that is a Monte Carlo simulation. So we make some assumptions in the financial plan, as I already described. We assume investment returns, we assume inflation, we assume actuarial age, how long will you live? So we put this into the powerful software and we get a forecast, we get an analytical report. One of the elements of that is this Monte Carlo simulation where the software will look at over 1,000 data points to come up with the likelihood, a percentage likelihood of not outliving your money. So this software will go and look at all different data points, higher inflation, higher tax rates, lower tax rates, better returns investment-wise, lower returns, and on and on and on, over 1,000 of these different simulations. And that allows us to look at kind of the stress test of the plan to assess the likelihood of success being defined as not outliving your money. So the Monte Carlo simulation is a great example of the experimentation that we can do to try and reduce our risk and increase our understanding of how the plan might unfold. So that is the end of this episode on financial experimentation. I hope that I'm doing a good job of showing the overlap, the similarities between some elements of science and some elements of the financial planning work we do here at Elliott Wealth Management. As I mentioned in the first episode, if you like this show, please subscribe to it. And also, we are making available to you a free white paper titled The 7 Wealth Building Rules. To access the white paper, you can go to our website, www.elliottwealth.com/wealth. At that landing page, you could access the white paper. I suggest you take advantage of this offer. Thanks for listening to this episode, the second part in a 3-part series. I'll be back with you very soon for the third and final episode, which will cover the psychology of money.
The views expressed are not necessarily the opinion of Sage Point Financial Incorporated and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities mentioned herein. Investing is subject to risks, including loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please note that individual situations can vary. Therefore, the information should be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Please note, the information being provided is strictly as a courtesy. When you link to any of the websites provided here, you are leaving this website. We make no representation as to the completeness or accuracy of the information provided at these websites, nor is the company liable for any direct or indirect technical or system issues or any consequences arising out of your access to your use of third-party technologies, websites, information, and programs made available through this website. When you access one of these websites, you are leaving our website and assume total responsibility and risk for your use of the websites you are linking to. Securities and advisory services are offered through Sage Point Financial Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC, insurance services offered through Elliott Wealth Management, LLC, not affiliated with Sage Point Financial.